You're listening to SBS News.
Drive-through vaccination clinics have been revving up around the world, and now Australia is arriving at the same approach. It's been implemented by the National COVID Vaccine Task Force Coordinator, Lieutenant General John Frewin.
Drive-through clinics, pop-up clinics and those sorts of things. So we work together, federal authorities and state and territory authorities, to decide what might work best.
As vaccine supplies increase, the military-led operation COVID Shield now has a campaign plan. There'll be drive-through vaccination centres in stadium car parks from October and vaccination hubs in retail shops and workplaces. Lieutenant General Frewin says some community hubs are already in place, but there are now plans for more focus on places of worship.
We will increasingly become aware of where there may be pockets of hesitancy, or even where some parts of the country are moving more slowly than others.
Like pockets in western and southwestern Sydney, now at the centre of Sydney's outbreak. Vaccination rates in some parts are as low as 33%. Labor's Multicultural Affairs spokesman Andrew Giles says more needs to be done to target these communities.
There are untapped resources around Australia that should be looked into. One of the great problems we have here is that we haven't seen enough listening to the voices of multicultural Australia.
Younger people are increasingly being identified as high-level transmitters of the Delta variant, and getting them vaccinated is now critical. Once the nation has reached 80% vaccine coverage, the Prime Minister's plan of action will treat the coronavirus more like the flu. But even at that stage, the reality is there will still be deaths. Professor Jody McVernon from the Doherty Institute says people will need to learn to live with the virus.
COVID is going to change our lives for an extended period. We're going to have a prolonged phase of learning to live with it. It's a reality that won't go away, it won't pass us by or end anytime soon.
Paying people to get vaccinated is under consideration. Lieutenant General Frewin says if incentives are used, they should be targeted.
We'll look at all of the sorts of possible alternatives. I mean, there's cash, there's the ideas of lotteries. All of these things have been discussed. Demand is still exceeding supply right now. So the time for incentives, I think, may be later in the year when we're getting into some of the more hesitant sort of groups.
In Parliament today, though, the Prime Minister was not as receptive to the idea.
This is a policy that has been put forward by the Leader of the Opposition, which is ill-considered, which is ill-informed, Mr. Speaker, that is ill-disciplined.
Clearly, more vaccines in arms are needed as Australia's pathway out of the pandemic hinges on getting 80% of the population vaccinated. Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.